Well, it's here already. This Sunday is the 90th annual Academy Awards, and that means it's time for the Oscar party to end all Oscar parties. The Hollywood on State event is the longest-running Oscar party in Chicago, put on by the Gene Siskel Film Center. Revelers are encouraged to dress up, or dress down this year. You get to walk the red carpet. You get to watch the results with all your fellow cinephiles. This year, the Gene Siskel Center will honor some of Chicago filmmakers as well, including Tracy Baim, who will join us in just a bit. I love Tracy. In studio tonight, the executive director of the Gene Siskel Center, Gene D. St. Aubin. Gene, thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's good to be here.
This last year, I learned so much about, first of all, I retain this information, that the Oscars, you told me last year, the Oscars used to have they had parties that were...
They had official parties around the country.
And they discontinued that, and because you guys were having so much fun with it, you just kept doing it.
Correct. Right.
Oh, so I retained some knowledge from this show.
Wow.
Right?
I am totally impressed. I totally don't remember the conversation, but you're right. So you must have happened.
Yeah. So last year we learned a lot about the party, so I don't want to retread because I'm sure the listeners have the same retain just like I do. But I do want to ask, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot about the movies. We didn't really talk about the movies at all last year. We just talked about the event. First of all, let's talk about the Hollywood and State event. What is it this year that you're doing that was different than last year? And give us the elevator pitch on the biggest Oscar party in Chicago.
Okay. So first, it's at the Gene Siskel Film Center, which is at 164 North State Street. And we have two theaters. So you watch the Oscars on big, huge movie screens. And our new plush, we just got new seats and carpeting, so it's all
fancy. There was a renovation going on, right?
It's all fancy-dancy. And what we're doing the same is tons of food, booze. We have Fago de Chao, Farmhouse, Rosebud Prime, Eli's Cheesecake. And for the price of a $100 ticket, you get all that all night long. And beer, wine, champagne. But what we're doing this year that's a little different is, you know, a lot of people whine and complain. I just want to be in my jammies on my couch to watch the Oscars.
I don't want to go out. I want to be able to sit home.
You know, if people want to do Hollywood glam, which is what we have always done, but we're also giving people the option of doing vintage loungewear. So, you know, that could be, you know, a big silk kimono or big palazzo pants or that type of thing. So, you know, men in smoking jackets.
Do my lounging clothes, I mean, vintage Chicago Bears Zubas,
no.
That wouldn't work?
Uh-uh.
That doesn't work?
I mean, I'm expecting we're going to see one or two of those, but that's
They're
not really,
really
what we're looking
really
for.
They're really elegant. All right, so good. So the dress code. I would assume that it makes fun for everybody, you know, with the free food and the free drink, that by the end, when you get to the best picture, people are adequately sauced. Last year, we were just talking about this right before the news. I mean, it must have been interesting at the party with the mix-up with La La Land and Moonlight. What was the vibe like at the end of this party when there was a shocking revelation on the screen?
Well, people were quite happy by then. And there were a lot of Moonlight fans in there. And so, everybody, you can't not like La La Land either. So people were a little disappointed. And then when the very gracious guys from La La Land said, oh, wait, we're not the winners, and thank God they did that, and announced it was Moonlight, people were like, you know, drinks and popcorn was flying in the air, and people were jumping up and down, and it was kind of crazy. It was very funny. And some of my very kind of staid board members, we saw what they're really like when they get excited.
You know, I wonder just to, you know, when you're throwing a party like this, and I didn't even think about this way, but do people come with support for certain movies? I mean,
totally.
So there's like go sit with the Moonlight crew, go sit with the Shape of Water crew. Like, is that the way it works?
Oh, we don't move in packs or anything, but people definitely have their favorites. You know, I mean, Chicagoans are an opinionated bunch. And so everybody comes rooting for who they want to win.
So that's a big part, of course, when people sit down and there's going to be yays and nays on what won and what lost. You know, this year, this is a year. It was funny because right before we started the segment, I'm like, I don't even know the movies that have been nominated. I haven't paid attention. I'm not a big Oscar fan. But I've actually seen a lot of the movies because of this job.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about this year? I mean, as we start to get ready to pick the winners? Do you have certain favorites that you know are going to win from your perch at the
Totally. I'm an extremely opinionated person. I think for Best Picture, it's really just from everything I've read and the award shows that have already happened, it's really between Shape of Water and Three Billboards. I want Shape of Water. I thought it was beautiful. It was much more interesting. I mean, Billboards was okay. The performances are great. But to me, it was kind of a one-note film.
And the woman who is the star in Shape of Water was the mom in Paddington. So
that's
cool. I'm just saying, that's cool. I didn't know that. I went back and watched Paddington on Netflix the other day, and I was like, huh, is that the woman from Shape of Water? Wow. Yes.
So you're a big Paddington fan.
I'm not a big Paddington fan. It was a good movie, but I was like, oh, that's a great career trajectory. She's moving up. So
right.
I'm with her.
She's amazing. Yeah. You should look at some of her other indie films, like, Maudie and
all that. Okay. So that's for movie. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Best Director. There's Greta Gerwig is in the category for Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And really, she continues to be brought up because, there has been a lack of female representation
right.
when it comes to directing nominations at the Oscars. Obviously this year there's much more emphasis on making sure that there is I guess equality when it comes to gender equality at the Oscars after what's happened in Hollywood in the last 6 months or right. for all time. Talk about the director's category. What we should be looking for?
It used to be kind of the rule that whoever directed the Best Picture, they kind of went hand in hand, but that doesn't happen all the time now. So it could be different. I mean, I really think it should be Guillermo, as much as I love Greta Gerwig as an actress and as a writer and a director. But I don't, it was a great movie. It was a fun movie. But I don't know if it's Oscar. It's
Lady Bird,
it's tough. Lady Bird. It's tough competition. They're really good movies this year, and they're really good directors. So, I would put my money on Guillermo. But I also think it's kind of cool that in that category we have two people of color and a woman as in the best director category. So progress is being made. It's a little slow, but it's at least we're moving in the right direction.
In studio with me tonight is Jean D. St. Aubin. She is the executive director at the Jean Siskel Center. They're having their big Hollywood on State event, the Oscar party, the biggest Oscar party in Chicago, the Oscar party and all Oscar parties. It's happening this Sunday, of course, and you can get all the information at the Jean Siskel Film Center website. All right, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, let's bring in Tracy Baim, who will be honored as one of the filmmakers mm-hmm. at the event coming up here this weekend. So stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio tonight. The executive director of the Jean Siskel Center, Jean D. St. Aubin, and they've got their big Hollywood on State event coming up this Sunday. It's the Oscar party, the biggest Oscar party in Chicago, and we're talking about the Oscars and what's going to be happening on Sunday. First off, I guess we should talk snubs since we didn't do that. Before I bring Tracy in, are there some in the community that say this movie should have been nominated or this actor should have been nominated?
Yeah, well, I think people, critics and just regular people like myself, we really feel Florida Project should have been in there.
That's a great film.
It was an amazing film.
It stays
moving,
with you too,
beautiful. Oh my God, it stayed with me for days.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. I mean, at least Willem Dafoe got in there, but the movie itself should have been part of Best Picture.
In terms of Chicago filmmakers, when we talk about some of the people who Laurie Metcalf mm-hmm. is in there, of course, for Lady Bird, but
right.
but who else from Chicago will be represented?
Finally, Steve James for Abacus. Is it Abacus?
Yeah. That's an interesting film, yeah.
Abacus, Small Enough to Jail, which we showed at the Jean Siskel Film Center in quite a few runs because it just kept selling out. So that's nominated for Best Doc.
And that's a big one because Kartemkwin, the Roger Ebert film, was snubbed. The Interrupters, I guess, would have qualified with snubbed, and Hoop Dreams.
Yeah.
All three snubbed. So it's amazing that he finally gets on the nomination. They should just give it to him for all the times he snubbed.
Right, yeah. So
is that how it works? It doesn't work that way? It's not like the NFL draft?
You know, I think it works that way sometimes with actors and yeah. directors, but in the doc world, I don't think it works that way.
And the last thing is that you honor local filmmakers mm-hmm. as part of this event.
We started doing this about 5 or 6 years ago because we wanted to shine a light on all the filmmaking that happens here in Chicago, which is quite a lot. There's a lot of hardworking local directors who are writing and producing and directing some amazing films. So that's why we call it Hollywood on State.
And I saw that Dinesh Sabu is going to be there, who is on the program. And also Tracy Baim, who is the executive editor at Windy City Times. She was a producer on the film Hannah Free. And she also is inducted into the Chicago Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame and a great journalist, novelist, and movie producer. What don't you do, Tracy? Tracy, welcome to The Download.
I'm learning how to sleep. That's what I'm learning now.
Well, it's great to have you, and I'm glad that they're honoring you for your work. What's it mean to you to be honored as part of this event for the Oscar party to end all Oscar parties?
Well, it's a huge honor, and I feel, you know, quite under, like, achieving in this category. But I do feel that one of the things that, first of all, I'm a film lover going back to childhood and know how the impact of LGBT movies have had on my life. And as an editor and publisher of an LGBT newspaper for the entire period of time of 34 years I've been doing this, film has been a very important part of what we cover in our community. So I feel like, you know, I've made 4 movies, 2 feature films and 2 that are not quite feature films. One's a documentary and one's a poet in Chicago, just came out in December, Enina Jay. So all 4 of those, to me, were just a way to get another representation of our community out there that's different than newspapers. But I'm very committed to promoting the work of Chicago filmmakers. And, you know, just last Saturday was meeting with a young filmmaker, a trans filmmaker that's working on a web series to give her advice on her work. So I feel like I hope it's in the dual sense because I don't feel that accomplished as a filmmaker, but as a helper of others that do that work, I really have felt committed to that for a very long
Tracy,
time.
Well, Tracy, as someone who has, as you just mentioned, 2 features and other projects, how has Chicago been for you as someone who wants to be in film and has made films?
You know, there's 2 reasons I think Chicago is wonderful for film, especially young filmmakers, and that's that this community is not jaded about movies. You go to other big cities on the coast, and they've been there, done that, right? And in Chicago, you can find new funders and new crew members, new actors that have never done it before, and that spirit of togetherness on a set, on the 2 major features I did, just everybody coming together and the camaraderie. I've heard that's very difficult to get in Los Angeles and some other places. So that's certainly one of the reasons. The other is the talent of people here on crew and cast is phenomenal. The acting world here could produce a film a minute, as far as I'm concerned, with the amount of talent that comes out of the younger generation as well as the seasoned actors. So to me, that's the great reason for doing movies here.
Tracy, for your perch at Windy City Times and also being a longtime journalist and editor in the LGBT community here in Chicago, how does the Oscars do with gay filmmakers? I mean, and actors and everything in between. I mean, the African American community will say there's not enough representation, and we've also had a long conversation about gender representation. How does the Oscars do with the LGBT community?
Pretty abysmal. I would say that white gay males maybe do a little better than other folks. This year, I'm very excited about a documentary, Strong Island, which is by a trans director, Yance Ford. It's a very personal documentary about their seeking the truth in their brother's murder in the 1990s. It's a fantastic documentary. And there's the director of the film Mudbound is an African-American lesbian. And Mudbound's gotten some recognition. I hope Mary J. Blige wins. It's really, really difficult for anybody who doesn't fit that straight white male cisgender role in Hollywood. But I'm very excited about Call Me By Your Name and other potential films, like obviously Moonlight was a fantastic win for the community. So there are definitely periodic bursts of positivity like there are for women in general and people of color. I think that the Me Too movement has a dual purpose of not just calling to light the trauma that's existed for so many people of all genders in Hollywood for a very long time and all throughout. But I also just think it twists the table on having women in a, and having a voice for other things as well. So I hope that it contributes to them getting more funding for more projects out there. You know, the successes of African-American, Latino women, all that has meant that filmmakers that are younger than them or behind them are coming up on their heels. And that's really fantastic.
Gene, one of the issues, of course, that has made the award season pretty subdued has been the Me Too movement. And we've seen a lot of actors, even who get up on stage, then the next day they're in the papers for misconduct allegations. And it's just, it's kind of put a damper on the party atmosphere around Hollywood with this award season. How do you deal with that when you throw party? When you throw party about the Oscars and you want to be celebratory of the industry, but the industry is going through this turmoil?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I think I have to look at the Film Center and our year-round programming and feel very confident that we show a good range of films and we represent as many people as are making films. You know, the Oscar night for us, it's a fundraiser and it's a way to celebrate film. And we hope that, you know, that things change. I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder because you saw, I think it was at the Golden Globes or other places where everyone wore black, and it just changed the tenor and the tone of the celebration.
Right. Well, you know, I think there's a time to be a little more somber. You know, there were years when they didn't have the Oscars. I think it was, you know, like during World War II and different major, you know, international events were happening. And this is a big deal. So you can't ignore it, you know, and I don't think you should ignore it.
The executive director of the Gene Siskel Center is Jean D. St. Aubin. She is the woman who is throwing the Oscar party to end all Oscar parties at the Gene Siskel.
Not just me.
I know, but you're at the head. The Gene Siskel Film Center this weekend, right there on State Street, the Hollywood on State event, State Street event. One of the honorees this year will be Tracy Baim, who is also one of the producers, the executive producer of Hannah Free and other films. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And I need to get you in studio for a longer conversation. And Gene, great to see you again. And we will
see you.
Have a great party this weekend, and we'll see you next year.
All right, Tracy, see you Sunday.
Thank you.